Today is Friday, August 1st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. I'm looking. It is August 1st. It's National Water Balloon Day. It's Congressional Startup Day. Respect for Parents Day. International Mahjong Day. There are a lot. Sandcastle Day. National Sunflower Day. There are no foods. I really enjoy the food ones because I feel like I can talk about the foods. I can always bring something to the table, so to speak, when we talk about food, because I always have things that I can talk about when it comes to food. Like, for instance, last night, one time somebody said, I never could figure out why you pause at the beginning of the show. And I paused for a long time right then, and I thought, I bet that person is perplexed anytime I pause. But as you guys know, I try not to say and crutch words like that. I don't know that I'm successful a lot of the time, but sometimes I'll just pause so that I don't put in one of those words to gather my thoughts, so to speak. So nothing has been happening this week, and I know that is the constant theme of my life, but I cook, so of course I talk about cooking a lot. I made adobo, chicken adobo last night. It's always a little precarious making Filipino dishes because I always wonder, is Mark judging this? Is he comparing it to something his mother slaved away at when he was at home, or some adobo dish he got from some Filipino family member or friend, or, you know, just what he's used to growing up with. And so it's always a little precarious, and it doesn't help that I don't really have a tried and true go-to recipe that he's ever said, oh, this is perfect, you know, keep doing this. He never complains, so I assume he's okay with it, but you just never know. And so I just said, because it's a pretty simple recipe. Chicken adobo is pretty much you marinate chicken in soy sauce with vinegar, garlic, peppercorns, a little bit of brown sugar. That's pretty much it. Vinegar, soy sauce are the main two ingredients. And then, you know, like I said, the garlic and the, bay leaf. Although if anyone can convince me that bay leaf adds any flavor at all to anything. And I know, Mel, I am a librarian. Mel, you should call in because I know you have a podcast, Cooking Through the Collection, which I did see has a recent episode. And let's look here. Catherine Hahn's Bunker Special. I have not listened to it. It has been there for a little bit. It's been there for a couple of weeks, so I really need to listen to it and see what it's about. But I suppose Catherine Hahn. Bunker Special. I don't know. I don't know who Catherine Hahn is. But regardless, Mel, I am a librarian, can correct me, but bay leaf, I never have found that adds anything, or that I can detect anything that adds to anything at all. Anyway, so it is what it is. So I just asked ChatGPT for the recipe because there are various websites that I've found recipes for, but it's such a simple recipe that I thought, you know, ChatGPT can't screw that up. So Alice gave me a recipe, and I used it. It was just, like I said, all those things that I listed in various quantities. I marinated the chicken breast, started it yesterday afternoon, and then in the evening, dried off the chicken, made sure I got rid of all the peppercorns, because you don't want to bite down on a whole peppercorn. It's not an experience that you're going to enjoy one way or the other. It's going to blow out your palate because it's going to be so peppery. And also, it could hurt. You could crack a tooth. Usually when they're cooked, they're pretty soft, so it's not a big deal, but it's not an experience that I love. Anyway, so saute that until like on 5 minutes on one side. I probably could have gone even longer, but it basically until it releases from the pan. I did it in a La Crusade, what do you call them? Dutch oven sort of situation. And then in some olive oil. And then once it's browned on one side, I turn it over and then pour the marinade back in through a sieve so that I make sure I get all the peppercorns out. And then I let that just simmer away for half an hour just to make sure the chicken is cooked and to try to reduce the sauce a little bit. Although I found that it didn't really reduce all that much, and I considered adding a little cornstarch slurry to it to make it a little thicker, but it's so strong that it didn't really need to cling to anything because it's a very vinegary, soy-y sauce. And there is a little bit of sweetness because you put like a tablespoon of brown sugar in there. So there you go. But anyway, I've just been cooking all week. I've been cooking dinner instead of us going out to eat or getting fast food because I'm just trying to, you know, stay on the good path and not just be going and getting fast food all the time. The only other thing that I've been doing this week, other than just slogging through work, which it has been a slog this week. I'm hoping next week I have a more gentle week, because this week, every day I've had meetings that have made me anxious. About every morning I've had a task that I had to get done for that day, because somebody was waiting on something. Every day I've had meetings that have made me anxious. So I'm hoping for a week that's calmer soon so that I can just chill out and relax a little bit at work. But so I've been doing that. So a couple of days this week, I've worked until 6:30 in the evening, which I think I mentioned already, which is unusual for me. And then I'm just so tired. Now, we have been doing our Peloton workouts. So every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, we're doing a weight plan. So I'm getting buff. Not really, but we're doing a weight plan together. And Mark runs another program at the same time as he's doing the program that I'm doing, because he just wants to do it with me. Isn't that sweet? So we're doing that. And other than that, like I've said before, we're just kind of watching TV at night because I have no energy by the time I get through. And not to complain, because I make good money, I'm able to travel, I'm blessed. Hashtag blessed. So I'm not complaining, but I'm so drained by the end of work that I just cannot think. I can't do anything. And so other than cooking and squeaking out a workout here or there, that's about all I can do at the moment. So I'm hoping for a light week soon, hopefully. If nothing else, I have the trip to Florida and the trip to Switzerland. I have more vacations coming up. So there you go. Maybe that's a way to cure burnout. More vacations. So my parents left their dog here, and I didn't really talk about it that much. She's actually gotten better. So she used to pee every time she saw me, or every time she saw Mark, she would pee. And especially when she greeted us, she would greet us and be peeing at the same time. So I've gotten pee on my shoe. I've gotten pee all over the place. And so and she's spoiled. My mom, just anytime her dog whines or anything, gives her food. And half the time it's human food. So she's not interested in dog food. It's harder to get her to eat dog food because my mom gives her human food. Or she'll finish her food and let her lick the plate or whatever. It's just, I don't feed Sydney anything from the same plate is what I'm eating from, because I don't want her to ever think that human food is dog food. But Tabitha, so, you know, there are some other issues with her performance, is not the right word, her behavior. But they've been getting better over time, so I didn't really mention it that much this week. But we did keep Tabitha this week, and it's gone pretty smoothly. She didn't get in any major fights with Sydney, so that's good. Sydney, my dog, our dog. And yeah, we've just been kind of camped out around the house. And that is it, my friends. Nothing else has gone on this week. We're going to definitely plan the Switzerland trip this weekend. So stay tuned for more info on that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.